Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus makes a powerful promise here in John chapter 10, verse 10. You've heard it before. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. What a great promise. Life right now, abundantly. How is that possible? And what is an abundant life? I'm not sure, but I can assume that Jake Olson could describe what an abundant life is. Jake Olson was the long snapper of the USC Trojans in 2017. Sorry to bring the USC into this, but I just got to do it. Great story. For those of you who don't know what a long snapper is, many of you do, a long snapper is that person that launches the football between their legs to the holder. They catch the ball, and the holder puts it down, and the field goal kicker kicks the ball, hopefully to get a field goal or an extra point. The long snapper starts the whole process, you see. Jake Olson was called in to snap the ball. The score was 47-31. USC was trouncing Western Michigan on a fall October afternoon. And Jake Olson did a great job. Hiked the ball, the kicker kicked it, and the ball went through the goalposts. USC got the extra point, 48-31. Now, that doesn't sound all that exciting. You've seen football games. There are hundreds of extra points, hundreds of field goals that happen every single fall in the football season. What's so significant about this? Here's what's significant. Jake Olson was blind when he did it. Jake Olson became blind at age 12 because of a diagnosis of retinal cancer. So when this happened in October 2017, you see, Jake couldn't see any of the teammates in the huddle. He couldn't see his teammates on the sideline jumping up and down, cheering him on. He couldn't see his coaches that were nervously waiting to see how things would turn out, curious if they were doing the right thing. And he couldn't see, the Coliseum, 60,000 people staring at him. Maybe it was a good thing he couldn't see 60,000 people staring at him. Things just lined up. The two coaches, Western Michigan and USC, their coaches got together and they lined things up with the referee and they got all the teammates to escort Jake onto the field. And in that moment, I think that that feeling that Jake had, hiking, someone who was blind, who had this challenge in his life, felt what it was like to have an abundant life. Can you just picture that? Awesome. How can you have an abundant life? How is that possible? I think it starts by just feeling a little more secure. Knowing that there's security. And Jesus, in this promise of giving an abundant life, backs it up by saying these words, I am the door. Now, for the sake of the sermon, and this is okay because the Greek actually suggests this, Jesus is saying, I am the gate. I am the gate. Now, a gate's a significant thing. A gate does certain things that gives us security. I think a gate does two things, and I mentioned in my sermon today. The gate, and maybe your gate's like this at home, the purpose of a gate is to keep those things that shouldn't be in from coming in. Do you have anything that you don't want coming into your backyard? I do. Each spring and pretty much fall, we live out by Bald Hill, and there's these posters that are put up, and on social media, Neighborhood Watch, we get these postings that share that there's a mountain lion that's been seen in the Bald Hill area. That's a nemesis that I just don't want to come across. Now, when those postings come, my first response is not to go out and take on the mountain lion. Wouldn't that be kind of silly to do if you heard news there's a mountain lion out there? The first thing you did was to go out and check, see if you could take it on yourself. That's silly. No, the first thing I do, and I think you do this as well, the first thing I do is to go to check the gate to the backyard. I make sure that gate is tightly shut. So the thing that I don't want in my backyard, it's not in my backyard. Same is true of first century shepherding. Reports would come that wild animals were out. Typically those were wolves in the first century for shepherds. And sometimes reports would come out that there were other shepherds in the area. That was almost as bad as a wolf because shepherds were known for stealing and robbing and this sort of thing. And the first move of the shepherd was not to go out and to take on the wolf. That wasn't the first step. That's silly. The first step is to check the gate. Has the gate been secured?